Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, May 20th. Happy Saturday. Hope you're having a wonderful day and you get some time to relax today and to be in God's Word and to spend some time with family. We're in 2 Kings chapter 25 today, and I'm going to be reading out of the New International Version. You'll remember that yesterday in 2 Kings 24, we read about Jerusalem being captured and Jehoiachin being taken off into Babylon. Jehoiachin shows back up in the passage in the end of 2 Kings 25 today, so be looking for that as well. But today's passage is mainly about Zedekiah, the king, and how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, comes in and destroys Jerusalem and takes Zedekiah and others off to Babylon into exile. I'm going to read the beginning of this passage, skip a few verses in the middle, and then finish up with a portion about Jehoiachin. 2 Kings 25. So in the ninth year of Zedekiah's reign, on the 10th day of the 10th month, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, marched against Jerusalem with his whole army. He encamped outside the city and built siege works all over it. The city was kept under siege until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. By the ninth day of the fourth month, the famine in the city had become so severe that there was no food for the people to eat. Then the city wall was broken through, and the whole army fled at night through the gate between the two walls near the king's garden, though the Babylonians were surrounding the city. They fled towards the Arabah. But the Babylonian army pursued the king and overtook him in the plains of Jericho. All his soldiers were separated from him and scattered, and he was captured. He was taken to the king of Babylon at Riblah, where sentence was pronounced on him. They killed the sons of Zedekiah before his eyes. Then they put out his eyes, bound him with bronze shackles, and took him to Babylon. On the seventh day of the fifth month, in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Nebuzaradan, commander of the imperial guard, an official of the king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem. He set fire to the temple of the Lord, the royal palace, and all the houses of Jerusalem. Every important building he burned down. The whole Babylonian army, under the command of the imperial guard, broke down the walls around Jerusalem. Nebuzaradan, the commander of the guard, carried into exile the people who remained in the city, along with the rest of the populace and those who had deserted the king of Babylon. But the commander left behind some of the poorest people of the land to work the vineyards and fields. The Babylonians broke up the bronze pillars, the movable stands, and the bronze sea that were at the temple of the Lord, and they carried the bronze to Babylon. They also took away the pots, shovels, wick trimmers, dishes, and all the bronze articles used in the temple service. The commander of the imperial guard took away the censers and sprinkling bowls, all that were made of pure gold or silver. The bronze from the two pillars, the sea, and the movable stands, which Solomon had made for the temple of the Lord, was more than could be weighed. Each pillar was 18 cubits high. The bronze capital on top of one pillar was 3 cubits high and was decorated with a network and pomegranates of bronze all around. The other pillar with its network was similar. The commander of the guard took as prisoners Seraiah, the chief priest, Zephaniah, the priest next in rank, and the 3 doorkeepers. Of those still in the city, he took the officer in charge of the fighting men and 5 royal advisors. He took also the secretary who was chief officer in charge of conscripting the people of the land, and 60 of the conscripts who were found in the city. Nebuzaradan, the commander, took them all and brought them to the king of Babylon at Riblah. There at Riblah, in the land of Hamath, the king had them executed. So Judah went into captivity away from her land. And then I'm going to skip on down to verse 27. In the 37th year of the exile of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the year Marduk became king of Babylon, he released Jehoiachin, king of Judah, from prison. He did this on the 27th day of the 12th month. He spoke kindly to him and gave him a seat of honor, higher than those of the other kings who were with him in Babylon. So Jehoiachin put aside his prison clothes and for the rest of his life ate regularly at the king's table. Day by day, the king gave Jehoiachin a regular allowance as long as he lived. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This passage is mainly about those living in Judah being carried off into exile. Remember, God told them in the beginning, if you will follow my ways, you will be in this land forever, but they just did not obey. And so the king of Babylon comes in, Nebuchadnezzar, and he destroys Jerusalem. Yet something that sticks out to me in this passage is the treatment of Jehoiachin. Remember the king from yesterday that was taken off into Babylon? I think at that time he was probably 26 years old, if I'm doing my math right, and he was taken to be imprisoned there. Well, at some point during the Babylonian exile, the Babylonian captivity, he is released from prison. And the Babylonian king takes kindly to him and gives him a seat of honor. And from this point on, we see that Jehoiachin dines with the king. I think in this we might see God's faithfulness in preserving David's line. When it seemed like the kingship of Judah had gone to the grave, the narrative in 2 Kings ends with a glimmer of hope as God preserves Jehoiachin's life. Will you pray with me? Lord, we thank you for your steadfast love and your promises of faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, that in Jehoiachin we see ourselves, that we, though we do not deserve it, have been set free. And we have been offered the great gift of dining at your table. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice. Thank you for the blessing of salvation and forgiveness. Help us to see our relationship with the one true King as such a great honor. Help us to be a people who live in a way that we know that we are of the royal line of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you. We praise you. We ask, Lord, over this day that you would protect and keep those whom we love and bless them, Lord, through Jesus Christ, our King. Amen.